Importance of context in education. When learning a new language, context is almost everything at first. Context supports meanings and supposed meanings. It is the fabric of a conversation, and along with facial expressions and body language, you may sometimes end up wondering if perhaps it isn't so hard to learn a language, even without a textbook, by simply just trying to communicate. As important as context is in a new language that you are trying to learn, it is a magnitude more important in more complex things. For example, it is the difference between taking a programming class and actually becoming a programmer. Taking a programming class will have you write gibberish programs and test the worst kind of memorization, the temporary one. When you write real programs, you learn much more and much faster. Later on, you can memorize a new language in less than 24 hours, and then hop along with boilerplate and tutorials to carve your own way through its ecosystem. But the best way to learn, practice, and stay current, and of course, entertain yourself, is by writing real programs. A lot of real programs are very small and very pleasant to write. Static website generators, for example, basically just visit a directory to create a long data list, and you use that list to create pages for reading and browsing. You pretty much just work with this simple data list, and on the side, slowly grow a layout directory with your HTML templates, which always start very simple. But you are really just creating two things: article pages where a person can read the actual blog posts, and a catalog with 20 links per page with a pager on the bottom linking to more catalog pages. Your homepage is just the first page of the catalog. Down on the bottom, the user clicks older or more to get a listing of 20 more links. If you have some text to publish, writing a static site generator would place you in a context that would ensure rapid self-education and good, strong memorization of all the functions. You can always look them up. You don't have to sit down to memorize anything in programming. You just learn at the pace that fits you best. Art, too, is a great example of the might of context. I would wholeheartedly discourage all people from learning how to do 3D modeling without a 3D printer. The 3D printer is the context, especially for the initial lessons in 3D modeling. Once you get your mesh all buttoned up, you print it out and put it on your keychain. You're not going to be able to stop learning 3D modeling. It will be impossible with those things in your keychain. It sounds silly, but it is so true. Later on, you can branch out to sculpting and character animation or remeshing, but at first, precision modeling is best. I recommend you just create a series of the world's most beautiful but useless utensils. In digital painting, when you apply reference images directly to your art, you get to skip messing with proportions, something you will do later on anyways, and dive right into value and color mixing. And since you got the shapes right, you can paint your friends or your own selfies, and they will come out quite perfect. Here, you are always creating a recognizable portrait. You are always improving and expanding your technique, your style, and your mastery of art. Appreciation and recognition is an amazing reward for just practicing art. In this context, you will grow fast, merge many concepts, and build a precious new universe. Finally, a word of caution. Be careful. The gibberish context that schools teach and later sell destroys everything. It destroys creativity and individuality and creates nothing but dead ends. If you can, if you have it in you, please help the world learn. Humanity desperately needs real schools that provide real and lifelong results.